A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have scattered clouds, 44 degrees. KSL's top story. The growth around Hill Air Force Base could be greater than Silicon Slopes over the next few years. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce says it has people excited and worried.
Northern Utah's been attracting thousands of jobs in the defense tech industry, especially with Northrop Grumman hiring for the new ground-based strategic deterrent weapons system. Utah's also in the running for the Space Command headquarters. But Ben Hart with the Governor's Office of Economic Development told state lawmakers young people need to know these jobs are here and be trained for them.
And if we don't make that connection, then I think we've really failed. And I think where we can keep our students here instead of losing them out of state or, you know, bringing new workforce to the area is just going to be really, really important.
Other concerns? Making sure there's enough housing and infrastructure to support the growth. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
And while we're talking about Hill Air Force Base, we have an answer to that mystery boom and shake. At about 11:20 this morning, Hill Air Force Base says it was likely a supersonic boom since they were doing some aerial combat training this morning. Hill says pilots are allowed to fly at supersonic speeds in part of the range airspace, and they often do. KSL News Time 5:31. Healthcare officials say mental health crises among youth have nearly tripled in the past 8 years, but a $10 million gift to Primary Children's Hospital could go a long way to helping expand much-needed mental health care. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with the story.
Intermountain Healthcare already has a lot of plans for that money. They want to expand telehealth services for people living in rural areas, since mental health care is more difficult for people there to access. And they're building a new primary children's hospital in Lehigh, and this will help create the mental health care ward on the fifth floor. But they're also trying to find new preventative ways to stop crises before they begin.
Officials say suicide is the leading cause of death for kids between the ages of 10 and 17 in Utah. High wind is being blamed for igniting 42 wildfires in California, all within the past 24 hours. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, California Governor Gavin Newsom says more than 90,000 people remain under evacuation orders.
As it relates to these challenges induced by the winds now, it's an extraordinary testament to CAL FIRE that you don't know about most of those. They suppressed the vast majority of those.
The governor is saying 31 people have died and 4.2 million acres have burned this wildfire season. Gulf Coast residents are steeling themselves for yet another hurricane. The latest tropical storm is predicted to become a hurricane again over the Gulf and make landfall again tomorrow night. In developing news this half hour, two people have now died following a serious crash involving a school bus in East Tennessee. The Highway Patrol also reporting multiple serious injuries from that crash. It happened with a utility vehicle. Emergency personnel have transported multiple injured persons by ambulance as well as by helicopter to a local children's hospital. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake District Attorney is talking more about the work that led to Sherry Black's killer. Sim Gill told KSL News Radio, yes, DNA was a great tool, but that wasn't all.
It was really a lot of good old-fashioned police work that ultimately identified, created the situations in which we could then gather the additional information to file our charges.
He spoke to the Dave and Dejanovic show this morning. Gill said it's too early to say whether he's going to seek the death penalty. The search continues just north of Ketchum, Idaho, for a missing Park City woman. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says Fern Baird was last seen back on October 19th.
Officers with the Blaine County Sheriff's Office say they received information about a missing hiker 3 days later. That same day, they found Baird's vehicle near an area where she may have been hiking. Officers say early winter conditions have challenged the high-elevation search with below-freezing nighttime temperatures.
Baird is in her early 60s, 5'5", 115 pounds, last seen with a gray jacket, black pants, and a black fanny pack. If anyone has information, they should contact the Blaine County Sheriff's Office. KSL News Time 534. Looks like the pandemic is making Americans more cautious about holiday spending. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has the story.
A new Gallup poll finds 28% of Americans plan to spend less on gifts this year. 12% are planning to spend more. Last year, we spent an average of $942 on holiday gifts. The expectation this year, $805. CNN also cites a Deloitte survey showing 38% of consumers plan lower holiday spending. One in three households say their financial situation is worse than it was a year ago. An analysis by the banking firm UBS also suggests Americans are distracted by the presidential election. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
So you're like KSL's Queen of Christmas. Have you finished your Christmas shopping?
No, not even close. And yes, I am into Christmas, but I still honor the seasons. So, yeah.
So you're still on Halloween?
Yeah,
for a few more
much.
Days.
Yes.
We move the clock, so you start shopping.
Maybe.
It's coming up this weekend, coming up right now. A check on traffic. What are you seeing?
Emergency traffic continues. It's just nasty on southbound I-15. Slow and go delays start at 114th South to Bangor, turning to stop and go speeds from there down to SR-92. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Did you know that some states require you to put a stamp on your ballot when you mail it? True. And college kids are expected to vote in record numbers, but oops, the stamp poses a problem. My minute of news is next.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.